The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Philippians chapter 4 and the verse number 6 and the verse number 7. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Glory to God. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, don't be pulled into worry for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be a carefree child of God. Precious one, if God, who is our Father, is the owner of all things, if you are an heir to the owner of all things, then you should care less about trouble. Glory to God. You should care less about trouble. This is why the prophets of old, they carried no money or bank account, but only a staff, and their words were their currency. In 1 Kings chapter 17 and the verse number 1, the Bible says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." What an audacious statement. He says that I stand before God, and the God before whom I stand, I declare unto you that there shall be no rain nor dew these years. If you will ever see rain or dew again, it will have to be according to my word. I will have to speak it out for you. Wow. In everything, let your request be known unto God. What do you need? What do you need? Have you not read what the Holy Scripture says? Beloved, all things are yours in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. It says all things belong to you. Everything that you can see on the face of the earth, it belongs to you. You are an heir of the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. You are an heir to him. Therefore, what can you need that can be withheld from you? Don't sit and be worrying. How shall this be? Who will help me? How can I do this? You shall declare a thing and it shall come to pass. Kisho prani bankai. So speak and after give thanks to God. Declare and give thanks to God. Command and it shall be established. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Once you speak it, heaven will take over your instructions from there. You know, Elisha had a situation when the Syrian army attacked him and they encompassed the entire city which he was living in. And the Bible says his servant came unto him and said, "Alas, my Lord, we are done. For the Syrian army, they are all over encompassing us." But the Bible says that Elisha the prophet laughed. One man laughed at an entire army. If it were you, you would have entered into your room and began to complain and cry and say, "Lord, why me? Lord, why me? Lord, why me?" Elijah said to his servant, "Hear this. I am conscious of the fact that wherever I am, billions of angels are with me." And so he said to the servant, "There are chariots of fire. There is those that are with us are more than they that are against us." Kishalamarande sete. Oh, Rabagido, mando stepreni. Glory to Jesus. Those that are with us are more than they that have come up against us. That army you see, they are no match to the army that is on our side. Isn't this beautiful? And for you as well, wherever you are, billions of angels are with you. This is what is written concerning thee. In Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse number 22, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to an innumerable company of angels and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Precious one, you have angels with you wherever you are. Just speak a word. Just speak a word and it shall be done. Declare a thing and it shall be done. So stop worrying. Stop worrying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The only way you will know that truly you have spoken and left the matter for heaven to work things out for you is when you come to the point when after speaking, you can realize peace. You can focus on other things. You can have confidence that it is over. The moment you have confidence that as you have spoken, so it will be, then the peace of God will flood your heart and minds. Peace. You need peace. Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and it was sinking. And he couldn't be bothered. Why? The peace of God had flooded his heart and mind. He had come to the point of his life that he knew that heaven can't allow misfortune to characterize his life. It can't happen. You see, this is the confidence we have in God. And if you don't have such a confidence, what will happen is that you will never experience the peace of God in your heart. So Jesus slept. The Bible says the storms were blowing. He could not be bothered. And what a life. What a life. Heaven cannot let misfortune characterize his life. And that heaven is always waiting on him to speak. And therefore the Bible says he spoke. He woke up. He looked at the disciples. They were so much afraid. He said, "Why are you so fearful?" Then he stood and looked at the storm in Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And the Bible says, rebuking the wind and declaring peace to the storm, immediately they ceased. Immediately they ceased. Precious one, God is faithful and can be trusted. That if he says to you that stop worrying, make your request known unto him with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will flood your heart and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. He can be trusted. All you need to do is to adhere to this instruction this day and let God's peace flood your heart and let joy fill your innermost being so that you can live. People can look at you and know that you have a living God. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth and begin to thank God in advance for all your worries and say that they are gone. In the name of Jesus, say to your worries, you are gone. I declare unto you, you are gone. You never again. In the name of Jesus, say to your worry, you are gone. Say to your worries, never again. Zeke telebreni mrastro no shende grekestro prastra nindriki olaharahiche prepoto sontroguga gagaskete shete perenini maralala hazaraga inga Yegere girioho rondo strobo brotoki soprani santro gigele vreni misintepe punumu kukunde estrekijo shoro hosindi grigisatro giandroku yemerini istepeme mangaya bitoso suntuku kambamba barajije eroso trogibo simininin tententen telebedigi. Oh, glory to Jesus. Our worries are gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are and for everything. Thank you in Jesus' precious name. Helelelelele, reketeshete in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.novusproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@novusproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit novusproject.org/donate.